In a world full of rush and hurry, it's so important to set aside time to just be still. To reconnect that vital relationship with a God who loves and wants to be close to you. So sit back and settle in for the next few minutes. And welcome to Common Prayer.
Well, hello, friends. It's Thursday, and it's good to have you joining me for Common Prayer today. I'm Kathy B. And in this season that is simply like no other season we've ever gone through before, I just want us to do a little holy evaluation or spiritual self-inventory, if you will, today of just where you and I are with God. How are you and Jesus doing? I know that for those of you that are parents, maybe you're kind of running low on gas with your kids, with distance learning, with being around each other so much. And if you're single, maybe you're just fighting for connection in the midst of feeling lonely or isolated. And I know that in talking to many of you, I hear often that there's just more and more of this sense of a kind of a low-grade depression or anxiety that's bubbling up inside. I do know that whatever your circumstances, that it's just getting plain hard to persevere, and I want you to know that it is for me too. So my prayer for us today especially is that by intentionally quieting our hearts and focusing on the Lord and what He has to say to us, that we'll be encouraged, that we'll be more filled up, and just a little more refreshed and inspired to keep on keeping on. So as we begin today, let's take a holy minute to quiet our hearts, to still our minds, and to take a couple of deep breaths and just get settled, whether it's into your chair or your walking cadence, and let's tune our ears and hearts and minds to Jesus. Let's take a minute, and after that, I'll read our scripture for the day. I've chosen James 5, verses 19 and 20 for our scripture today, and I'll be reading to you from the Passion Translation. Finally, as members of God's beloved family, we must go after the one who wanders from the truth and bring him back. For the one who restores the sinning believer back to God from the error of his way gives back to his soul life from the dead and covers over countless sins by their demonstration of love. Well, friends, James is a book that was written to people in the first century who were experiencing incredible hardship. And it took the form of turmoil, of violence, of even frustration. And it was written to people who were seeing and experiencing firsthand corruption, injustice, and poverty. And the writer, who is Jesus' half-brother, knows his recipients, and he refers to them as fellow brothers and sisters in Christ. He knows that they need encouragement and to persevere in their trials and hardships. and to keep on growing strong in their faith, that they are going to need that in the days to come. He wants them to know that it's worth it. And this book really encourages me because it's real and it's raw and it pushes us. And I think it keeps pushing us to keep on going. And I know that something that I keep coming back to center me when I am feeling like they must have been feeling, when I'm tired and discouraged and lonely and exasperated and getting close to being out of gas, it's a quote that I read and have memorized years ago. And it comes from one of my favorite books of all time, A.W. Tozer's Knowledge of the Holy. And the whole book begins with this line, and this is it. It says, "What comes to our minds when we think about God is the most important thing about us." Let me repeat that. What comes to our minds when we think about God is the most important thing about us. What are your thoughts about God today? What picture of Him do you have in your mind as you come into His presence today? It's a good question to ask ourselves. And here is just some thoughts of what I see in our verses today about God and what He is like. And I hope that they will come to your mind often as you think about Him. The first is that He has welcomed us as believers into His beloved family. He is not distant. He is close. He is familiar. He is loving and warm. And then, since we're part of His family and He has gone after us, He asks us to go after that someone who is wandering from the truth, to bring them back. And He is and continues to be a seeking and a finding God. I see that He allows Himself to be sought and found. And He understands that we wander, but He doesn't ever want us to wander too far. He wants us to remain close to His heart. And then lastly, He's a restorer, and He invites us to help restore others. Sin starts so innocently, you all, and our enemy, the devil's strategy, is the long game, not the short game. No one ever just up and leaves the faith one day. It happens slowly, usually one small step at a time. And that reality has gotten me thinking about a few people that I'm concerned about and haven't seen around lately in ministries that I'm involved with, that I have gotten wind are struggling, and that maybe they've even lost interest in whatever this thing is that God's doing during this COVID season. That maybe they're even kind of done with God and that they're wandering. And here's how I think God sees this kind of person. And maybe that person is even you. Or maybe it's a family member or a close friend. What does a person like this need? I love that the word restore is an ancient surgical term that carried the meaning of to mend a broken bone, to restore something or someone means it's like mending a broken bone. And it got me thinking that a really good surgeon is never careless, never overly aggressive, never rushed when he or she is mending a broken bone, or you sure hope that they're not. Instead, they're so careful, they're knowledgeable, and they take their time to set the bone so carefully so that it heals properly. And that is what God is like. When he sees our sin and indifference, our defeated attitudes, even when we wander, he seeks us to mend us and restore us and to bring us back to full health. That's the kind of God our God is. I want us to move into a time of reflection right now. And as we do, I want to ask you just a few thoughtful questions. The first is, how do I see God today? Do I see him as distant, as punitive, as too busy for me, indifferent to my needs and my, at times, exasperation in this season? Or do I see him as my Father who has and who continues every day to welcome me into an amazingly close-knit and loving family? How do you see him? Would you talk to him about how you're seeing him right now and be honest about it? And ask him for his help in seeing him truly for who he is. And would you ask him to help your emotions to line up with that truth so that you're feeling that close connection to him too? And then, am I or is someone close to me possibly wandering from the truth? Have I become indifferent or impatient with God? Or have I noticed that in someone I really care about? Would you talk to Jesus about that and ask the Spirit to help you see anything in yourself he wants you to see? Does he want you to maybe see some kind of wandering in someone that you love? Not so you can judge them, but to pray for them and to hold them in your heart? And then lastly, do I see God as the restorer, my restorer? Would you thank him that he is like a skilled surgeon that seeks to mend your brokenness? Is there someone in my life who the Spirit might be calling me to reach out and talk to? And just ask the question, how are you and Jesus doing? Or maybe he wants you to pray with them about their wavering or wandering faith. Would you ask him to guide you to take the steps he might want you to take to restore and bring back to full health? And as we close, my friends, may the love of God help you to see Him more and more clearly and remind you that you are part of the best, closest family in all the world. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ keep you from ever wandering too far from His presence. And may the fellowship and power of the Holy Spirit continually restore and mend you and use you to help mend others in the family of faith. Amen.
Common Prayer is a ministry of Central Peninsula Church in Foster City, California. You can now access and subscribe to Common Prayer episodes on the Google Podcast Store, Apple Music, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Of course, you can always check back daily right here for episodes at cpc.org. Thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.